This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the U.S. Senate began what's expected to be 2 weeks of politically charged debate over the $87 billion President Bush wants for Iraq and Afghanistan. As NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol, the debate is less about the money and more about the president's policies in Iraq.
Senate Republicans struck a defensive tone, making their case today for a presidential spending request that has not played well in the polls. Montana Republican Conrad Burns argued that morality is more important than money.
Sure, it's a lot of money, but money's a tool. Money's a tool that can bring good or it can bring evil. And we have chosen to use ours in the name of good.
But the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, Delaware's Joseph Biden, said Americans are not so upset about the money the president wants, but rather because they feel he has not leveled with them.
It's that we've lost faith in the president. It's that we lost our confidence in his ability to prosecute the peace.
And West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd said the money that will be spent in Iraq will only increase already record deficits.
Every dollar that we spend in Iraq to avoid increasing Iraq's debt is an IOU that we're passing on to our children.
Democrats and some Republicans are pushing to have Iraq's future oil revenues repay the $20.3 billion earmarked there for reconstruction. Appropriations Committee Chairman Ted Stevens today allowed that may well happen.
We're exploring mechanisms that might be possible to set up ways in which a portion of the money would be required to be repaid.
Both the White House and Iraqi leaders say the rebuilding money should be a grant, not a loan. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.